65 degrees. Good morning. Boy, that rough story out of Texas, isn't it? I mean, it just is, it hits you. And again, as we had headlines earlier this morning, that story continued to be in the news, SRN News, top of the hour. That's the top story. Search efforts continue along the Guadalupe River after catastrophic flood. I mean, how does a river rise 26 feet in 45 minutes? That's just unthinkable. Leaving over 100 dead there. Torrential rain sweeping through campsites and neighborhoods over the holiday weekend. Included among the dead, 27 girls and counselors from a summer camp, Christian summer camp. President Trump, in fact, plans to visit the area later this week to assess the damage. So just heartbreaking. I think of, you know, I'm a big Larry Crabb. I think of his book, Shattered Dreams, and he kind of walks you through the book of Ruth. But God's Path to Unexpected Joy, I think, is the subtitle. And there are things that can happen in life that you just think are unfathomable, but Lord, we just cry out to you in this disparate, hard, tragic time, and certainly crying out for those families, those loved ones who, you know, your daughter, your niece, you know, your sister goes off to camp and doesn't come back. Wow. Unimaginable. Well, it is July 8th, and we also, in this early morning, this newly forming early morning segment, like to get an early start on this day in history. So, July 8th, let's think back to 1907. Yeah, in New York City, Broadway showman Florenz Ziegfeld staged his first Follies on the roof of the New York Theater, July 8th. 1907. And we close it out with a devotion here this morning. This one, let's go with Robert Morgan's On This Day, because today it's titled Spiders Over the Fire. That sounds kind of cool. It reads like this. America's greatest theologian is often identified as Jonathan Edwards, a New England pastor of the 1700s. Edwards was brilliant. At six, he studied Latin. He entered Yale when not quite 13 and graduated when barely 15. He was ordained at age 19, taught at Yale by age 20, and later became president of Princeton. Harvard granted him both a bachelor's and a master's degree on the same day, but he's best known for his Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God, the most famous sermon in American history. He preached it on Sunday, July 8th, 1741, while ministering in tiny Enfield, Connecticut. A group of women had spent the previous night praying for a revival. When Edwards rose to speak, he quietly announced that his text was Deuteronomy 32:35. Their foot shall slip in due time. This hellfire and brimstone approach was somewhat a departure for Edwards. Of his 1,000 written sermons, less than a dozen are of this type. Edwards spoke softly and simply, warning the unconverted that they were dangling over hell like a spider over the fire. O sinner, consider the fearful danger. The unconverted are now walking over the pit of hell on a rotten covering. And there are innumerable places in this covering so weak that it will not bear their weight, and these places are not seen. Edwards' voice was suddenly lost amid cries and commotion from the crowd. He paused, appealing for calm, and then he concluded, "Let everyone that is out of Christ now awake and fly from the wrath to come. The wrath of Almighty God is now undoubtedly hanging over a great part of this congregation. Let everyone fly out of Sodom." Strong men held to pews and posts, feeling they were sliding into hell. Others shook uncontrollably and rolled on the floor. Cries of men and women were heard throughout the village, begging God to save them. 500 were converted that evening, sparking a revival that swept thousands into the kingdom. The Great Awakening had come. From Robert Morgan's On This Day, July 8th, 1741, a devotion called Spiders Over the Fire. Kind of a rough one this morning, but okay. All right, birthdays for today on a 68 degree. I'm kind of settling in. Started at 64, made it up to 70, settling in at 68 already. And we begin on the listener line, where in fact we do have a voicemail left for us early this morning.
Oh, good morning. My name is Ron, and I'm from Hawkins, Wisconsin. I just like to call in early because I have to be at work. But today is my uncle, my great uncle John Pempek's 99th birthday. Happy birthday, great uncle John, 99th birthday. John Pempek from Hawkins, Wisconsin. Still mows his own lawn. He gets around really good. He says he wants to make it to 100. So happy and very blessed birthday to great uncle John Pempek, 99 years old from Hawkins, Wisconsin. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Ron. Wow, that's fantastic. 99, mowing his own lawn. Yeah, well, you got to 99, so just another year. All right, one day at a time, huh? One day at a time. The sad thing about that ad, that's almost believable, Caleb.
Yeah, today's day and age.
I know it.
Well, something else that's very believable is that there's a lot of decisions for parents to make, and a lot of them come very early on in their child's life. In fact, there's way more than I would have thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, we've got this survey with an infant found respondents are faced with 34 tough decisions per week and over 1,760 difficult decisions in their baby's first year.
That's a lot of decisions to make, especially if it's your first child. So the most difficult decisions in the first year of parenting, according to the survey, keeping in mind that 34 tough decisions every week when you have a young child.
Yeah, so we'll go from the bottom up here. They talked about what were the most difficult. 19% said whether to parent as their parents did.
Also at 19%, finding the right pediatrician.
Another 19% said whether to post pictures on social media.
Yeah, do you or don't you? Some of the difficult decisions, again, 1,760 difficult decisions for young parents in the first year of their child's life. How to sleep train, 20% say, yeah, that's the most difficult.
That is tough. We've been having some puppies in the house here this week. Even that getting awakened reminded me of that. Another 21% say tough to decide about how to decorate the nursery.
27% of young parents say where the baby sleeps is the most difficult decision.
Up to 29% say the difficult decision of which formula to use.
Figuring out childcare, 3 in 10, 30% of young parents say that's the toughest decision they're having to make.
We're getting up to the most difficult decisions. 34% said breastfeeding versus formula.
And 37%, again, this is the highest one of new parents, young parents in the first year of their child's life, 1,760 difficult decisions. But 37% of parents say this is the most difficult decision, and it is choosing a name.
Choosing a name. That is tough.
Yeah, that's filled with landmines, it seems like. It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, and your chance to win two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking courtesy of Victory Revival Center and Coffee House on Broadway Street in Menominee. Make sure you check them out. 715-723-2555. Is the number to call. Tuesday Trivia with OneFest tickets on the line. And Halvo, as usual, we have a question that we think might stump people, but you never know. Every once in a while, someone gets a ringer right away.
A lot of our questions are food-related, as is this one.
So, here's today's question for Tuesday Trivia. 90% of this food goes uneaten. What food are we talking about? 90% of this food goes uneaten. 715-723-2555. Again, for two OneFest tickets courtesy of Victory Revival Center and Coffee House. They're now open on Broadway in Menominee.
All right, so the phone lines are wide open. We need the leader. We need a brave person. Come on out. Maybe you're going to get it right away, and you got the tickets. So 723-2555, 723-2555, and the calls start to come in.
What food are we talking about? 90% of what food of this food goes uneaten?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Winter, Wisconsin.
Kendra, thanks for starting us off. Go ahead.
I'm going to get corn.
Corn.
90% of corn goes uneaten. She's saying, and that's not it. Sorry.
Not what we're looking for, but thank you, Kendra. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tammy from Elk Mound.
All right, Tammy.
Hi, I'm going to guess watermelon.
Watermelon?
Why do you say
watermelon?
That?
Because I guess I figure that because it's mostly water. So as far as the weight of the watermelon, the rind would be 95.
Okay. Wow, you're doing some deep thinking.
Yeah, that's a lot of deep thinking for this early in the morning. Is that what we're looking for?
It's not. And a lot of times we ask that question when it is the right answer, so I wasn't trying to tease her. I was just curious. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary from Alma Center.
Mary, what do you know?
I know a lot of things, but I'm guessing this is parsley.
Parsley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. People don't eat much of that, right? But they're decorating the plate.
Not when it's on their plate.
That's not it, though. Sorry.
The garnish. 90% of what food goes uneaten? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall, and I'm going to say a pomegranate.
A pomegranate?
You guys are really, they're on top of this question, Caleb. I mean, they
all
want
all sorts of interesting answers, yeah.
From Victory Revival Center. It's not it, though, Virgil. Thanks.
90% of what food of this food goes uneaten for? 2 full event OneFest tickets plus your parking. We want to send you to OneFest with a guest.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
All right, Ryan.
All right, my guess is cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Oh.
I really like cauliflower with cheese, which I know takes away some of the health benefits, but you melt some American cheese on there. Delicious.
Yeah, I was going to say butter it up, you know, too.
Sure.
But that's not it. Thanks.
Put some dairy on there and it's so much better.
All right. We can keep going here. Now, we love the fact that the guests are flowing right in. You guys are calling away at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
And good morning.
Part of me disappeared. All right.
715-723-2555. Give us a call.
Let's do three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Adam from Eau Claire.
All right, Adam.
I'm going to go with the heels of a loaf of bread.
Oh, okay. The ends of bread. The heel of the bread.
That's a very good answer.
A lot of times I'm the one who eats those because I don't want them to go to waste.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, Dad has to do it.
I hear you. No, I take that step, but that is not it.
Thank you, Adam. Two more guesses.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Winter again.
Kendra, you're back. What do you think?
I actually just lost my train of thought, so let me think of something. I'm going to say oatmeal. That's what it was.
Oatmeal. 90%. All right.
I had oatmeal for breakfast this morning, some strawberries in it. Could that be it? It's not it.
It's not it. Thank you, Kendra. I mean, a lot of different ways you can go with this. 90% of what food goes uneaten?
People are really thinking some great guesses. This is the last one, though, here until after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall again. I'm going to say sugarcane.
Sugarcane. Okay, sure.
Virgil wants to go to OneFest. Is sugarcane going to get him there? Sorry.
Not this time. Speaking of OneFest, we'll be chatting with our friend April about all things OneFest coming up after 8:15 this morning. So after 8:45, give us an hour. We'll give you another shot at winning 2 tickets to OneFest, again, courtesy of our friends at Victory Revival Center and Coffee House, now open brand new on Broadway and Menominee. Speaking of OneFest, one God, one song, one voice, it's August 1st through the 3rd in Cadott, and April Matheson from OneFest joins us this morning. April, great to have
you
back.
Good morning. So happy to be back.
It is, again, a countdown coming up very quickly, and I know you are so heavily involved in so many different things. We're talking a little bit about that off the air, just how much is on the plate. But I know that you and so many others that are part of that lead team at OneFest, you love this, and it's something you look forward all year to. And it's a lot of work, but it's a labor of love to bring thousands of people together to worship the King.
Absolutely. It's been such a joy to watch this festival grow and just have all the amazing people that come to celebrate God and have fun together. It's just such a beautiful time.
Now, one of the things last year, the very first time at the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Cadott, and, you know, a lot of folks had not been there before. And so I had heard a lot of buzz about the camping and how great it was and how much room there was. And you've still got room for more campers.
We sure do. We are unfortunately sold out of electrical sites, but the field is open. There's tons of space for camping, tent camping. You can bring a generator so you can still have your air and lots of space. And they'll have activities out in the campground as well. So
I think we've talked about this before, too. The community of camping at a Christian music festival is really, really something special. It really is great. And I truly believe that people make lifelong friends out there in the campground, too. I mean, I remember way back in the day at Sunshine. And actually, I think you and Heather might have been at the same Sunshine that was at where a big storm blew through. and some of these people that were helping each other out. I mean, I remember trying to hold my tent up in the storm. And it was a great memory being out there with so many other campers. And again, for that common purpose. And when we think of camping and think of how huge these grounds are in Kadad, there are so many things besides just the music. We focus on the music and should, but there are so many other activities for all ages. I mean, the entire family will be very, very entertained and always have something to do the whole weekend.
Absolutely. I think it's hard for me to remember it all, right? I mean, as a teacher, I focus on what's available for the kids, and they're going to be busy the entire time. But also for the adults, you know, we have the speakers on the activity stage and music constantly. Adults, you can play the kids' games too, right?
That's like, good to know. You know,
we can do that. But just, you're never going to have a dull moment. And the music is unbelievable, of course.
In fact, volunteers, if somebody's going, boy, I'd love to go to One Fest, but money's a little bit tight for me, my family, you're always welcoming volunteers.
We are still welcoming volunteers. The website has our volunteer application. Sometimes things come up for people and they have to cancel at the last second. So it's never too late to inquire about volunteering. Just go on the website, fill out the application, and we can get back to you about that.
Again, April from One Fest joining us. And before we let you go, April, I think something that's close to your heart is bringing people that may have never been to a Christian concert or a Christian festival before. Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, and maybe it's just buying one extra ticket and saying, just come on along. It's not going to cost you anything. Just come on along with me. I've got your ticket covered. I know that's something close to your heart because that's kind of what brought you into all of this.
It is. As when you talked about Sunshine before, I would have never gone to that festival without Heather, and she's the festival director, and it's kind of where One Fest all began, and I think it's just so important for us to continue to invite people into the worship space that we might think originally aren't going to come. But if you have a friend that likes music, if you have kids that like music, bring them, invite them, and you just never know how their life is going to be changed.
Absolutely. And again, Caleb, we encourage them through.com. Go get your One Fest tickets, right?
Yeah, we've got the info. Again, WWIB.com/OneFest. And we are so excited August 1st through the 3rd. Don't miss out. Again, this is the family event of the summer, August 1st through the 3rd in Kadad. There's room for everyone. Get those camping passes. You are going to have an incredible family time, and we can't wait to see you all there. April, so great to have you with us.
Always love to be here.
All right, one of the many great groups that'll be at One Fest this year, Remedy Drive, right now on. Thank you, April.
Tuesday trivia, try number two, your chance to win two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking, courtesy of Victory Revival Center and Coffee House, newly opened on Broadway Street in Menominee. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win your way into One Fest coming up August 1st through the 3rd in Kadad. Here's our question. 90% of what food goes uneaten? 90% of this food goes uneaten. 715-723-2555.
We don't have to recite wrong answers because we got people already calling. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will, good to hear from you.
How about milk?
Milk.
Interesting. Yeah. 90% of it goes unconsumed. Is that it? It's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Will. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark. Still after those One Fest tickets. What do you think?
I'm going to guess like chewing gum.
Okay, sure, because technically you're not eating it if you're not supposed to swallow it.
Okay.
What was that kind of the old wives' tale that it's stay in your stomach for 7 years
yeah,
or something
I think so.
Like that?
7 years, yeah. Could that be it? Sorry, Mark.
Thank you, Mark, for the call. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Tell us what food, 90% of this food, goes uneaten.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
Sherry, we missed your jokes yesterday.
I didn't have any new ones, unfortunately.
Right.
I'll do better next
week. You're one of the regulars with jokes, that's all. Okay. What do you got for a guess here?
Well, I'm guessing the heel of a loaf of bread.
That actually was guessed earlier, so you can have a bonus guess if you want. It's a great guess, but not correct.
Then I'm going to say Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Yes. I've shared a story or two about that in my time here on the radio. Could that be it? Not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Sherry. 90% of what food goes uneaten? For your chance to win two tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Victory Revival Center and Coffee House, now open Broadway Street in Menominee.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Bob, and I'm calling from Ladysmith.
Hey, Bob, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Hey, how about ketchup?
Ketchup.
Okay.
Yeah, 90% goes uneaten. Could that be it? Sorry, Bob.
715-723-2555. Can we get a winner to Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark. Try number two. What do you think?
I'm going to go with garlic.
Garlic. Okay, sure.
Huh. All right. Yeah. Could that be it? Sorry, Mark.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia, our question. 90% of this food goes uneaten.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Will from Hillsdale again.
All right, Will.
How about chicken?
Chicken.
90% okay. of chicken goes uneaten.
I mean, I suppose you could be thinking about the parts of the chicken that you don't necessarily
eat.
Right.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get that where you get like the rotisserie chicken and somebody's tossing it and you're like, have you completely cleaned all the meat off of there? Could that be it? Sorry.
Not it, Will, but thank you so much for the call from Hillsdale.
All right, we're going to go three more here on the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shelly from Barron.
All right, Shelly, what do you think?
I'm going to say bananas.
Bananas. Yeah, because what happens is, right, we've got some kind of that need to be consumed. Too many bananas in the kitchen. Not enough people to eat them. Is that it? It's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Shelly. Good to hear from Barron. 715-723-2555. If you can get through, two guesses left.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
All right, Julie. Happy anniversary, by the way, on Saturday, right?
Well, thank you. Yes. I'm going to guess sweet corn.
Sweet corn. All
I
right.
was thinking that had been guessed. Apparently not.
Is the sweet corn this year knee-high by the 4th of July? I hope so.
I think so.
We've had enough rain for it, but that's not it, though.
I was in Iowa on the 4th, and their sweet corn is like neck-high by the 4th of July. Yeah. They know how to grow it down there.
They
goodness.
Sure do. All right, the last try this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Micah from Eau Claire.
Hi, Micah. What do you think, buddy?
The crust on bread.
That's been guessed.
We'll give you a bonus guess if you want, Micah, because someone guessed like the heels of a loaf of bread. So I guess the crust, you know, technically could be different, but we'll give you a bonus guess anyway.
Broccoli.
That came pretty quickly to you.
Yeah. We've had some of the other things. We've had cauliflower and we've had Brussels sprouts, but nobody said George Bush 41's least favorite vegetable. Could that be it? No, sorry.
Thanks for the call, Micah. 90% of what food goes uneaten? Mull on that a little bit. Maybe, I don't know, survey your family around the dinner table tonight or something like that. We'll pick this up tomorrow morning, Win It Wednesday. Again, your chance to win your way into One Fest, courtesy of Victory Revival Center and Coffee House in Menominee.